based on the Oscar-winning DreamWorks animation film Shrek the Musical. It's a Tony Award-winning fairy tale adventure featuring songs by Jeanine Tesori and a book by David Lindsay Abaire, am I right on that?
Yep.
Shrek brings all the beloved characters you know from the film to life on stage. Shrek tells the tale of an unlikely hero who finds himself on a life-changing journey alongside a wisecracking donkey and a feisty princess who resists her rescue. Throw in a short-tempered bad guy, a cookie with an attitude, and over a dozen other fairy tale misfits, and you've got the kind of mess that calls for a real hero. Luckily, that is where Shrek comes in. The show runs through August 17th. It's up and running now at the Colonial Theater in Pittsfield. We are joined this morning by the director, Travis Daly. You know he's been on this program for many, many times to talk about such shows as Tarzan, The Music Man, Beauty and the Beast, .. And Alex Ketlin joins us. She plays Fiona in Shrek, and it's a pleasure to have you both before our microphones again.
Good morning.
Hello. Good morning.
Hello.
So happy
How
to be
you?
Here.
Wonderful to have you with us. Okay, Travis, tell us what's going on. You do one of these musicals pretty much twice a year.
Yeah, we do. I mean, this one has over 100 kids when you count cast, crew, musicians, backstage help, and then professional actors like Alex.
So the when I say shows like this, I'm talking about shows that focus that work with kids through the program that the theater has set up to allow them the opportunity to do this kind of work.
For sure, yeah. We have this one right now. We do junior productions that are 60-minute musical cuts. We just did Aladdin Junior earlier in the year and had about 100 kids in that one. And then actually after this show, we're adding in a third. We're doing Willy Wonka Kids, which is a 30-minute musical for elementary and early middle school age kids. We have 130 participating in that one.
What lured you to Shrek?
I think the ideas of acceptance and change and celebration of who you are.
So I was just thinking about this, but you have to appeal when you're doing something like this. I assume you have to appeal something where 100 kids are going to want to be a part of it. But also that the community wants to come and see it.
For sure. I mean, I definitely do my research as far as what shows can we do that you can fit all these kids into. In this case, a lot of the younger actors are dancing rats in previous shows. Maybe they're apes or townspeople, depending on like the show and the needs of the show.
Dancing rats.
lots and lots of dancing rats.
That doesn't get you there. I don't know what's going on.
I don't know what. How does that work? So how did you come into this mix, Alex, of obviously being Fiona, but working with all of these various talents?
Well, 2 years ago, I auditioned for The Music Man, which was the first project that I did with Travis, which was such a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful production and wonderful time. And then 2 years later, I am back again in the same community. And it's just been such a joy to be doing this show and score. I hadn't seen the musical on Broadway, but the movie's so beloved. And then just diving into this amazing piece, it's so surprising and so heartfelt that it's just been such a joy to be a part of.
What is it another aspect, a different aspect of working on, say, a traditional show, a traditional musical, versus working on one with kids that has that mission a part of it?
Not particularly. I think all great works in musical theater find a way of translating to kids and people of all ages. It doesn't really matter if the show is good, which this one is, and same way with The Music Man. Just it all kind of becomes this wonderful mishmash of kids that get to be a part of it and get to enjoy different genres and different styles, and it all just kind of comes together in this beautiful way under Travis's direction.
Did you do this in some form as a kid?
Musical theater in general? Yeah. I was part of a Ta-Da Youth Theater in New
Ta-da.
York. Ta-Da. Do you know Ta-Da? Everyone always loves that name when I say it. They're
Ta-da.
Like, Ta-Da. Yeah, I did. So it was like 1 hour original children's musicals that were like off Broadway. And it was this after school program with this ensemble, this resident youth ensemble that you auditioned for. And that's how I kind of got a jump start into theater. And I did that all throughout middle school and high school, and then ended up majoring in musical theater at Northwestern University. And then since graduating, have done two shows here.
Excellent. So, Travis, what are you looking for when you're putting this cast together? You're looking for professionals, and then you're looking for kids in the community.
Yes.
So how do you parse that out and figure out who's right for what you're trying to do?
Well, it's been interesting the last couple of years because our entire education program serves 13,000 kids every year, whether it's in a production or them coming to see shows. But the kids have been able to participate in so many different shows that we have this great kids corps who in this production make up the fairy tale creatures, some of the knights. So they're major players who get to work and collaborate with actors like Alex or actors who play Shrek or some of the other principals in the show. So it's kind of like this great, almost like mentoring, but they rise up to the level of these actors because they're always observing how they prepare and get ready for the production.
Tell us about the story. Tell us about, for those who are not familiar with the musical and what has been done here, tell us a little bit about it.
So it's very similar to the movie, but they've written probably, 15 or so incredible additional songs that have, not only so much fun, but so much heart and, understanding of... what it means to celebrate everybody's differences and be comfortable of who you are in your skin and be proud of that. I mean, by the end, that's kind of the ultimate message after we go on Shrek's journey with Donkey to rescue a princess and, figure out what their relationships are and who they are and then go, we're happy with this and we're happy with where we are.
So what is it like to be Fiona?
Fabulous.
Yes.
It is fabulous to be Fiona. It is so much fun to be able to play someone who is in this traditional archetype at the beginning of the show and then totally spin it and turn it on its head and just see what happens when you play realistically what princesses probably have been doing, which is a lot of waiting, a lot of sleeping, a lot of not talking to a lot of people, and seeing what that really does to a human being and letting those actions play out into an actual story. So it's very liberating to be able to kind of give voice to so many previously, internalized accepted beliefs that we have about all of these fairy tale creatures, and seeing really all of them in addition to Fiona just be able to have a voice to speak to like what their experience has been in all of these little slots we've put them into, and it turns out nobody's happy with them.
Now, at the risk of this being a spoiler, and I don't mean this in my question, but you have to, you are green at some point.
I do turn green at some point. So, a couple points.
What's
yes.
that like?
It's great. I've never actually been in a role and in a musical where I get to experience so much of the technical side of the costuming and the makeup and be part of all of these crazy quick changes that are so expertly executed. And so there's knowing exactly where you have to be at every single moment. And my entire track in the show is very choreographed backstage, more so than it is on stage. It's like very much have to be in this certain place at that certain time to get it done. But it all happens. Magically, it all happens. And then I come out on stage and I'm suddenly green and it's like people are believing it. And you're like, wow, I haven't seen a mirror in years, but I must look so convincing right now.
I bet you do.
Yeah, I do. They're amazing.
So what's it like herding rats?
Is that for me or for Travis?
It is for Travis, although if you want to take a crack at it, you're more than welcome to.
It's a lot of coordination, and whether, the dancing rat, it's their first show with us, or in some cases, maybe their fifth, sixth, or seventh show with us. I think it's good fun. It's cool to see when they walk in the building, and they're walking, and they're signing in, how excited they are to come put a costume on and to tell a story and to have an audience and to see their friends backstage. Because, of course, we're striving to tell, this amazing story on stage. But to see the friendships they build backstage and the excitement after, an off day to come back and go, oh, how was your off day? And we have to do this together. And to see that camaraderie, I think, is really what it's all about.
What's the age range, roughly?
Third grade and up.
Wow. That's awesome.
Yeah, super cool. And for Willy Wonka Kids in the fall, kindergarten and up. So that's going to kind of be like our starter program.
Now, your official title is what?
Artistic Associate of the Education Program.
So, but that education program is vital to the mission of the Berkshire Theater Group. And And I'm not denigrating anybody here, but I mean, that's not a mission of all theaters. I mean, that's really for sure. Something that you do that is very important to the organization.
Yeah, I mean, it obviously starts with Kate McGuire, and who's our artistic director, and her vision for the program and wanting to have education on the forefront and have, you know, our stages, and the Colonial in particular, be for everybody in the community, and especially these kids, and to have them be audience members and to have them understand all these different stories. And it's something that's really, really special to everybody.
And you can do it year-round. I mean, that's the other thing, is that you're able to do it year-round and to have these programs go when the kids are in school and when they're out of school.
For sure. I mean, yesterday we just had auditions for our educational touring show. We're doing another Magic Treehouse musical that we'll bring around to schools from October through May.
Those are so much fun. They're great. I love Mary Pope and her team are amazing.
So this year it's Pirates Past Noon, so we had students audition for that one. And then Willy Wonka, I'm sure, the usual holiday show. And then we'll do like another junior production next spring.
And then there's the audience side of it. So if the average theater goer here in the Berkshires, and they come, and what are they expecting from you?
I think they're expecting to be able to bring a show to see. To have their families come see it, yeah. and to support everybody and to be entertained and to laugh and relax, especially with the current climate. I mean, come and enjoy musical numbers and great songs. And like Alex was saying earlier, like real relationship. Of course, you know, characters are green and wear donkey costumes, but we're trying to still find, you know, these honest relationships within the characters, which I think, to me, makes it really interesting to work on a show like that, where you can have fantastical lighting and costumes, but then still find the honesty within what they're going for.
So then after Fiona, then what's going on for you?
Oh, it's back to New York for me. I'm go back to the old audition grind, I suppose. And and a few concerts coming up that I'll be in around the country that have yet to be announced, actually, which is very exciting. But
grind is the word, right?
Yes.
I mean that is the word.
Yes, I suppose. Yeah, it's a lot of making opportunities for yourself. So that's why it's so special to have a community like this one, where during the summer there are all these wonderful productions that they put on. And speaking again to the range of ages that are in this production, it's like, it's one of the things, it becomes one of the main draws as an actor working here, because you can see the impact you're having on younger people. And like when you're preparing for a scene, you see that they're starting to prepare for a scene in like the same way that you are. I've noticed in Act Two, before it begins, I have a number at the beginning, and I usually go out there and do a little bit of staging and just like go over things. And I've noticed in the background all of these like rats that are ready to go on are just like, well, we should practice our choreography. Like, what if we mess up? We're gonna go on. So like all these rats in the back, I'm going like, and up
rats
and down.
They
are
the choreography.
Ready to go, these rats. So. So it's actually, it becomes quite meaningful. It's not just putting on a production of it, but it's really seeing the fruit of your work being passed on to other kids who always have questions and just are so inquisitive and curious. And it just, you feel like you're making a physical impact.
Shrek the Musical runs through August 17th at the Colonial Theater in Pittsfield, Massachusetts. Travis Daly, Alex Gatlin, thank you so much for sharing with us this morning and for the beautiful work you're doing for the community.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Great pleasure. BerkshireTheaterGroup.org for more information. Shrek running through August 17th at the Colonial in Pittsfield. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.